Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So some school districts across the state, including Peoria and many in the suburban area of Chicago, some charter and private schools are not doing in-person learning. They're not doing any learning of any kind this week in other major cities, too. Syracuse. I've got a list around here. I think that Cleveland was either no longer going to do in-person learning or they were doing hybrid learning. Some schools are not doing anything at all. They're just delaying it for a week. We thought we'd ask Jesse Sharkey, the head of the Chicago Teachers Union, how they feel about that locally. Jesse, welcome back, and what should we be doing in Chicago this week?
Well, John, thanks for having me on. Yeah, schools are essential. We have to figure out a way to keep them open and safe. And those are the two things, open and safe. The problem is that the mayor and her CPS team sent home tests with CPS students over break, and 18% of those tests came back positive. That's 1 in 5. And so what we're saying is that a temporary short-term pause of in-person instruction is necessary, that we should go back to remote instruction for a short-term period of time. Partly that's made necessary by the fact that the thing that we think would be the easiest way to get schools open in person would be to, like, ask for the test to return. That is to say, come back with a negative COVID test. But they said they can't do that or they won't do it.
I'm sorry, Jesse, I want to cut you off. Yeah, I want to make sure I heard you correctly. So you say the students should not return to the classroom until they test negative for COVID-19?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that would be a way to open schools. That is to let people come back with a negative test. But, you know, barring that, I think that our next best option is to have a temporary short-term pause of in-person instruction.
Starting when?
Yeah, well, I mean, we thought it should have started today, but barring that, starting as soon as possible.
And then for how long? Some schools are taking a week off. Would that be enough to tamp it down or get more people vaccinated? What's the timeline on that?
Yeah, I think a week or two would allow us to put additional mitigations in place and also tamp down what right now is a really extreme spike. I mean, it can't stay at 18% forever, can it?
It's an insane number. Would the teachers be able to transition that quickly? Would families be able to transition that quickly to remote learning?
Well, I think there's no doubt it'd be disruptive, although you have to understand that, and this is what teachers have been doing for the last 2 years, is dealing with one curveball after another. So, I think that people are going to be able to set up remote instruction, and I think that a lot of schools have the infrastructure in place, that is the laptop computers they would send home, et cetera, and there's no doubt that it'll be disruptive, which is part of the reason why it would be important that it would be short term and it would have to be that it would have to be explicit that this is something for right now, but we have to get back to in-person instruction.
Did you anticipate the piles of test kits at FedEx boxes around the city?
We did. When they said to us that they were going to use FedEx to return the test, We questioned that, and partly we questioned it because there just aren't as many FedEx facilities as there are, for example, in the U.S. mail. As it was, many of those test kits were out for too long, and the results wound up being spoiled. So, you know, it wound up being a very expensive way to get a relatively small number of tests back.
That was embarrassing and angering to anybody that saw those pictures. And if you haven't seen them, trust me, there's photos out there of FedEx drop sites and the box is full and now it's a pile, like when the garbage trucks are on strike. You just see mounds of children's test kits piled up. And I don't know what, you know, it makes no sense, by the way, if you're a parent, to just, what you're doing is throwing it on the sidewalk. Here's my child's test kit. I'm throwing it on the sidewalk. What the hell is that? But what else have you got? There's the box. I don't know what they were supposed to do, but that whole thing is emblematic of how screwed up this has been for too long.
Yeah, no, it was extremely frustrating. I mean, you know, we talked to people in other cities, and what they have is they've had their county, their city government, and their school systems working together to have comprehensive testing programs set up that have been in place for 18 months or more, since the beginning of the pandemic. And that's not what's happened in Chicago, and that's been really frustrating. And I feel like, you know, as a teacher and as a leader of the union, we're getting ready to be made into the bad guys, and you know, and people are going to be really upset about our demand that schools should return to have a temporary return to remote instruction. But I guess I would ask people, you know, we've got 1 out of 5 people positive. And if there was an elevator and you knew there were 5 people on it, and chances are one of them is COVID. And you ask yourself, would you get in that elevator or would you wait for the next one? Now, I mean, I personally wait for the next one. And I think that's kind of what we're saying, is that, you know, right now, testing would be the most obvious way to keep school safe. It's been bungled. And so right now, a temporary short-term pause is going to help us actually make schools safe.
This is Jesse Sharkey, the head of the Chicago Teachers Union. I got 30 seconds left, Jesse, but I just want to read you in part what Mayor Lori Lightfoot said. CEO Martinez and I are committed to continuing to work in good faith to ensure school communities remain safe. And she says that the safest place for kids is in school settings. Your response to that is what?
I think the safest place for kids is in school settings, but no one wants to send their healthy kid into a school where 20% of the kids are testing positive. You're gonna be exposed to COVID, and you're gonna bring it back to the house. So, you know, while we're in the worst of this spike, we need a temporary pause.
Nice to talk to you today, Jesse. Good luck to everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, John.
Jesse Sharkey is the president of the Chicago Teachers Union.